Father, as we come to Thee today into this service, we ask Thee to bless each and every one that is taking part. Father, we ask Thee to bless each one that is out as a spectator here today to see this service performed. We thank Thee, Father, for each one. Father, we ask Thee to bless those who are not with us for indifferent reasons, sickness, or whatnot that we know nothing of. We ask Thy blessings on them. Bless this portion of our service. Be with us on through the further part as we humbly ask it in Christ's name. Amen. We will worship now by bringing our tithes and our offerings.
The people were poor in worldly possessions, but they always gave generously and freely of what they had. Sometimes they would bring corn, sweet potatoes, syrup, or eggs as their offering to their minister. These things he too could use. Even the widows brought their offerings.
Thank you.
They may have been small in size, but great in love. The children also were taught to bring their tithes and offerings. They learned to give back a part of the many blessings that God allowed them to enjoy.
Thank you, children. I sure do appreciate this. God bless you all. We will now stand and sing the old-time religion.
Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers. It's good enough for me. Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion. Tis the old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It's us love everybody. Makes us love everybody. Makes us love everybody. It's good enough for me. It's the old.
All right, brother, let's sing now. Come on. You can do better.
Time religion, tis the old time religion. It's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It's good enough for me. Tis the old time religion. Tis the old time religion. It's the old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Be seated. Folks, we have a few announcements to make. We are mighty happy to have a new family in our community at this time. Some folks that wasn't with us at our last services, Brother W.T. Burton and his family. And we have some newcomers in our service that are old neighbors of ours, Brother Malcolm Herring and his family. We want each and every one to make them feel really at welcome in our service today. We had some bad news, though. Brother Parrish Culpepper is laid up for quite a while with some eye trouble. God bless him. We know he's getting along all right now. Brother Clifford Burton over there, he had some bad trouble. Some of his stock was poisoned. But he's getting along better now. He's beginning to see an opening. Brother Derry Taylor, though, we want each and every one of you to take hold and help him, because he had a terrible crop year last year. And you know he's got an awful large family to take care of. And he needs your prayers and your daily help, too, if you can see fit. Are there any announcements from the audience at this time?
I'd like to make this announcement.
Yes, sir, Brother Culpepper.
Brother Johnson Wood caught a fire the other night and burned up about 20 pounds of the greatest tent. And I'm just wondering if you meet your next friend if he has put some meal for it.
You all hear that? Let's all meet over there next Wednesday and help him split up some rails. That's wonderful. All of you here are those announcements, and let's be sure that we're there. I'd like to read at this time for our scripture reading the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Brethren, I'd like to read that again for you. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me in all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Let us all stand now and sing Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy womb, lid side which flow, be of sin the double. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my sin no longer know? These poor sin could not. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. While I draw this bleeding, when my eye shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy myself in thee.
Let's all be seated now. Folks, this being our last service in this series of meetings, we have a few things we'd like to say because we were mighty glad to have all the ladies here that prepared such wonderful meals for us during this time. We had mighty good meals. We thank the men for all the work that they've did in preparing this place for us to hold this service. May God bless each and every one of you. We are sorry that there were some that couldn't be with us at this time that were with us in the last meetings. Some have passed on. Others were in different reasons. But may God bless them because we know not what all the hindrance might have been. If there's nothing else, we will ask Brother Clifford Burton to lead us in our dismissal prayer. Brother Burton.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this beautiful day and for allowing us to gather here in Thy name to enjoy a day of worshiping and feasting.
Amen.
Together. We do pray that You will bless the sick and the bereaved of our land. We thank Thee by the Bible that teaches us the truth.
Amen, brother.
So that when we come to the end of the way, we can look You in the face and You will say, "Welcome home, my children. Thank You again for allowing us to meet here. Give us another good crop year. And with Your many blessings, we'll meet again next year." Amen.
Amen, brother.
This was a wonderful time for the people because they could meet old friends that perhaps they had not seen since last camp meeting. It was a time for romancing for the young people. Many a lad helped a pretty girl fetch water from the nearby spring for the picnic lunch. The children played and frolicked. All the men enjoyed the good spring water out of the wooden bucket and gourd. Although the women were always tired from hard work, they were never too tired to prepare prodigious loads of Southern cooking at its best. There were heaping platters of fried chicken, row upon row of corn on the cob. Pickles and radishes added spice and flavor. Substance came from the brown-crusted, home-baked bread. The bread was probably baked in an hearth oven made of cast iron. Then there was deviled eggs. And for those sweet tooth minded, there were many kinds of cakes and pies. Probably lemon cheesecake and sweet potato pie being the favorites. These many dishes were loving works of art in appearance, as well as when the proof of the pudding came in the tasting.
Let's all be quiet now for just a moment while we ask God's blessings on this food. Our Father, we've come to partake of this food. We ask that Thou bless it and bless the ones that have prepared it. Bless it, Father, that it may be in the oncoming of Thy glory, as we humbly ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
These people, having enjoyed spiritual fellowship and food together, were soon to be separated. Being deeply religious people, their motto could only be, "And now we only ask to serve. We would give all without reserve. Our life, our love, our best. We would only ask to see his face. It is enough for us. We only ask the lowest place so he may smile on us." And so, singing together, they leave for home.
In May of 1858, the United States Army had rounded up, had placed a bounty on the heads of the Seminole Indians, and while some of them volunteered, Billy Bowlegs the first volunteered to emigrate to Oklahoma. Many of them resisted, and one who was captured was Aunt Polly Parker, and she was captured near Kissimmee, and she was taken aboard. She was cruelly separated from her husband and put on board the ship, and the ship went up as far as St. Mark's. And they put in there to refuel. They had to have wood. And, of course, there were many Indians aboard the ship. And she asked permission to go ashore with a little band to gather herbs for the ailing members. Permission was given, and, of course, the minute their feet hit the ground, they fled. Well, they tried to capture them, but were unable to, and they went on without Aunt Polly, or Polly as she was known then, and her little band. And hiding by day and traveling by night, they made their way all the way back down to the Everglades. And today, since this is Mother's Day, we want to honor the great-granddaughter of that remarkable woman, Aunt Polly Parker. She is a lovely mother, a loving wife, a true friend. So we hereby dedicate this Mother's Day and this Folk Festival program to our lovely, loving friend, Lottie Shore.
I would like to introduce Lottie's family. Over on her right is her husband, Frank Shore, the chief medicine man of the Seminole Indians on the Brighton Reservation. The tallest boy is her son, Eddie. She has one daughter away in school. The oldest daughter, Geneva Shore, isn't with us today. The next boy is Brown. The youngest boy is Jim. The oldest girl with us is Nancy, Mary Jane, and the youngest one is Molly. The gentleman on my left is Billy Bowlegs, the oldest living Seminole in the state of Florida. Billy, this past February, was 98 years old. Standing next to Billy is the Reverend Josie Billy from the Big Cypress Reservation. He is a past medicine man, but since he has been converted to Christianity, he no longer participates in their trivial ceremonies at the Green Corn Dance. But he is also a doctor, and he ministers to the ill. He is quite a leader and a highly esteemed man among his people, the Miccosukees in the Everglades and the Creeks. They all belong to the Seminole Nation, but Billy and Frank speak the Creek tongue, where Josie Billy speaks the Hitchity language. I believe that's all. Thank you.
And I'll just take this opportunity to pay tribute to my friend, Jezebel. All our friends, Jezebel is, and her husband, Albert, who have long been close personal friends of the Seminoles. I want to tell Billy something, Jezebel. Bring him back here a minute. Where's Dr. Perkins? Where are you, doctor? There he is. You see that? Wait, stand up again. Billy, see that fella standing up out there? He's a tooth dentist, and he wants to see about your tooth. You want him to?
He still has some of his old teeth. He's got the toothache.
He's got the toothache, and they want to make you a set of teeth if you can get up there and get to them. They said they'd love to do that. He's going to look at your tooth for you right now. We have another Indian friend here. And he's going to do a very special thing at my request. As Fred Beba, our artist, our close friend, does the Lord's Prayer in sign language, Bill Alberry of Gainesville, accompanied by J.C. Rawls of Gainesville, Bill will sing it as he is accompanied by J.C. Rawls of Gainesville.
Thank you. forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory
Fred wants to speak to the children, the big children too, don't you, Fred?
Thank you, Miss Bolden. Yes, I'd like to speak to the children for the last time this year. It's going to be a long journey back home, so we're going to travel back in good humor. I'd like for you to join with me in singing a few chants that we usually sing in our homes. It's been handed down through the ages from this part of the country back in Oklahoma now. These songs are still carried on among general gathering during current fasting festivals, and these are nothing that been made up. It's been handed down. And this first one is sort of a greeting song, and then more of a court song. So we'll sing this for you.
We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we chico ji jemu ya we ben no ho ya kido. We hey ya ho oh ho, we hey ya ho oh ho, we hey ya ho oh ho.
Now, you children, you want to join with me? I know that y'all been waiting to sound off, and just like you do at home, maybe. Hope not, but let's do it anyway. Now, I'm going to sing the same chant over, and all you kids, older ones too, here's your chance. Here's your chance to express your happiness that you're having a good time with us and everybody else. So, I want at this sign that I give you like this, I want you to holler, whoop, anything you can do. You kids do it. Now, don't hold back. Some of you may stand on right here in front of me. In front of me. Right in here. Come on. Don't be afraid. We're all having fun here. This is part of the festival. Now, I'm going to sing a real short one. And when I do my hand like this, holler. Let's make these people follow you. All right, here we go. I want to go back a little fast this time.
We hey ya ho oh ho, 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 we hey ya ho oh ho.
Nah, that's no good. That's no good. Try to be a little louder. Now let's try it again. I want you folks to join in too. All right. All right, let's go again. We'll change the song this time.
We hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de, we hey ha yo de. Yeah.
Now that's more like it. Thank you, kids. Thank you. Now, and one more thing. and this will be my bit on the program. Most Indians, even today, on reservations in western Oklahoma and on out in the western part of the United States, sign language is still carried on to a certain extent. And most tribes have universal signs that they go by. And to this day, when they have these festivals at Sheridan, Wyoming, and Gallup, Anadarko, all over the western part of the country, some of these older men, if you ever watch them, they usually use the sign language. And in the past two or three days, we've been learning some words. So we'll do some this afternoon, and then we'll quit. Now, of course, the word for greeting is always the same. You may have seen on TV, but it's too exaggerated. Just for ordinary greeting, like this, if you have to see each other, that means hello, salute, so forth. Now, then when you say, how are you, or what is your name especially, of course, whenever in and see each other, the first thing they want to know, what do you call yourself, what is your name? Not in a belligerent way, but just sounds that way. But it means this. Whenever you want to ask a question, nature of a question, you always do this. Like just inquiry. That's what it means. So you do this first. You point at the person you're talking to. And then, like that, to calls. Name, to call. That's what that is. So, if I do this to you, this little girl here. Hello? No. Now, let's try it again. Let's see. The girl over there. You watch me now. Which one? Charlotte. That's good. Now, that's when you do this, what is your name? What do you call yourself? Now, I'm going hunting. So, I do this. I'm going hunting. That's I, or me, going, shooting or hunting. That's all I do. And this fellow here might say, what? You say,
me go shoot buffalo.
That's right. Go shoot buffalo. Go hunt buffalo. Quick. Now, I'll do the same thing. We're going to talk again. So I... going hunting. And this fellow says, what? And I say,
this.
We hunt deer. Well, smart. Very good. Now, there's the last one I'm going to do, and you tell me what it is, and I'll quit. Let's try it again. Me. I'm going home.
We couldn't have a festival without our lovely folk singers. And we have two very special ones today, Cousin Winifred Moon and Cousin Diane Weldon, who are going to sing together for us for the first time a lovely old hymn, Bird with a Broken Pinion. Winifred is playing the auto harp.
She could hold it, or she could clamp it right in your dress there.
I'm afraid
you want to hold it down?
Wait a minute. You might be interested to know that this song was taught to me when I was a little five-year-old girl by my grandfather. And I used to sing it as a duet with him. And now I've taught it to Diane, and I hope she'll carry on the tradition.
I walk through the woodland.
Now, Diane's going to sing in the oral tradition a song that's been handed down in her family, "A Flower from My Angel Mother's Grave."
Treasured in my memories. to those dry and withered leaves. It's a flower from my angel mother's grave. In a quiet country churchyard, he laid her down to sleep. Close beside the old home, she's at rest. And the low sacred mound that's enshrined upon my heart, by the sweet ties of love forever blessed. But there's one little treasure that I ever dearly praise, better far than all the wealth our needs are ways. It's a small faded flower that I plucked in childhood days. It's a flower from my angel mother's grave. Treasured in my memories like a happy dream, all the loving words she gave. And my heart fondly cleaves to those dry and withered leaves. It's a flower from my angel mother's grave.
Now we have a real treat in store for you. The creation, as told by James Weldon Johnson, who was born in Jacksonville, by Sarah Washington of Gainesville, accompanied by J.C. Rawls.
God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, "I'm lonely. I'll make me a world." And far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness rolled up.